Then he says, you were his enemies. How many of us were his enemies? All of us. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and your actions. What is it separates us from God? Evil thoughts and actions. I mean, even as a Christian, do you have to learn to capture your thoughts?
Amen.
For if you don't, I mean, you're going to be separated from God again. You know that? Because between the flesh and the devil, you can have the wrong thoughts come to your mind. You know, I mean, it'll beat you every time. I mean, to walk where God commands us to walk here is not an easy thing. It is definitely not. This includes those. So he says, yet now he has brought you back as his friends. Now then, technically speaking, that word there that they put in this particular translation is really not true. When he brought us back and we accepted him, we are no longer God's friends. We are God's children. And there's a big difference between a friend and a child. In other words, Terry and Frank sitting up here in the front row have got three beautiful sons. Them three boys, they will do things for them three boys they wouldn't even do for me. And I might be their pastor. But they love their boys more than they do me, I can tell you for sure. A whole lot more than they do me. They might do a lot of nice things for me, but they do a whole lot nicer things for them boys because they're their children. Now, that's the way you got to get this with God. God is not our friend. He's our dad.
Amen.
And we are his children. And get a hold of that. So if you walk in obedience to his word, that's why he can make that covenant with you. There's nothing I won't give you if you'll ask me. Nothing. What an awesome statement from God. And he didn't just make it once or twice. He made it over and over and over. He has done this through his death on the cross in his own human body. As a result, he has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Well, when he cleans you up, he must have done a good job, didn't he? Did he do a really good job?
Oh, yeah.
Now then, we need to stay that way. Once he cleans us up and makes us holy, then we need, as his children, we need to walk holy and obedient to his word and not get into any kind of strife or unforgiveness or anything, because all those sins will, that's part of the dark kingdom. And that will bring sickness and disease to our bodies. So we don't want to go there. But you must continue, as he goes on to say there, without a single fault, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand in it firmly. Don't drift away from the assurance you receive when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed by God to proclaim it. Is that good news? You and I have been washed in the blood, made sons and daughters of God. If we will realize who we are as children of the King and that we'll walk in obedience to his word, we can go to heights and places, I mean, that is beyond your wildest dreams. Just think, just a few years ago, I was a normal Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher. And now I've been called crazy because I stepped into the world of faith. But you know, the Word of God will change lives. In fact, I have learned these principles of God's Word, and I teach them. Of course, I use Frank. Y'all all know Frank and Terry. And you know their testimony, or most of you do. But as they have believed these mighty promises. Here is a couple that, in fact, I'm going to tell this because it was on the DVD. She had got into such unforgiveness toward her husband now. This guy she married. She loved him enough to marry him. And a little while later, she's praying, God, kill him.
This is true. And this is what you said on the tape. God, kill my husband, but do it in an automobile accident where I'll get double indemnity where I can pay for the house. That's how bad the devil had got a hold of you, Terry. And she'll agree with that. But see, she had no idea. And I told her whenever I heard her say that, I said, aren't we glad that God doesn't answer every prayer? Yeah, that's right. Faith works through love. And so when I met Terry and told her what to do, and she finally did it, very reluctantly, you know, because she just couldn't go there. This business, you know, like, wives, obey your husbands? Forget it. You know, this ain't the way it's supposed to be. But when she found out that when she did obey him and do what he said, he became a totally different man at home. He became a total different spirit leader. And now this couple is in such love with each other, and they love each other now. They're both walking in the God kind of love. They love each other. They love the Lord. And it healed all three of their children. All three of their children got healed. They had, for sure, very few people ever come to the spot in life thinking that here you've got this son that's 9 years old, that 8 or 9 years old, that's already had surgery on one leg. The other one cannot be operated on. It's gone so far. And that in a very short period of time, he's going to be an invalid. And I teach them that the reason the boy's sick, because of her unforgiveness, because she will not submit to her husband. And when she finally obeyed and repented and went back and did to her husband what she was supposed to do, submit and let him be the spiritual leader, she could put her input in, but whenever that was done, I mean, whatever decision Frank made, that's it. She just, okay, God, you know, it's between you and Frank. He's the boss. You know, you made him the boss, and you hold him accountable, so Lord, I'm off the hook. So all I got to do is just love him. Man, everything went great. Their kids got healed. The one that was had the surgeries that they said was going to be an invalid in another few months, the leg that couldn't have been operated on went the other way, and the other went the other. And today that boy is running and playing. He's 14 years old, I believe, and not a problem physically. And it all happened because this woman obeyed her husband like God told her to do. And it has totally changed their life. I mean, they're madly in love with each other now. I mean, Frank loves to be around her. She don't pray for him to get killed no more. She prays. I mean, it pray for the Lord to bless him, because that's what God told you to do.
That's right. Yeah. None of us have seen a doctor in 3 years except for the x-ray that we've had on Christian's leg just to confirm God's handiwork.
Amen. Amen. And the boy is completely healed.
Absolutely.
I mean,
doctor said he's perfect.
Isn't that awesome? Now then, all that happened because this lovely little daughter of the king submitted to the man in her life and obeyed him.
Because this little daughter listened to the Holy Spirit.
She listened. Sure she did. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, the flesh. In fact, I believe somewhere along the line it was said whenever the Lord told her that, Terry, you have to obey. And she said, Lord, I will obey Frank over his dead body. And the Lord told her, no, it will be over your children's dead body. Well, that got her attention. See, the reason it wasn't over his dead body, because at that point she wished he was dead anyway. See?
It didn't matter.
But when it was her children, she didn't want them little guys dead. And so, okay, Lord, you got my attention. And so whenever she repented and did what she said, to think now, years later, you know, 4 or 5 years later, the little boys, instead of all being sick, and the one that was going to be an invalid in a wheelchair, is running and playing and nothing wrong with him, and his legs are perfect. And y'all are in love with each other. Doesn't it pay good dividends to do it God's way?
Amen.
What an awesome guy. And their full testimony is going to be three of those stories that are on that DVD as soon as we get them, and we'll have them here for y'all. You know, if we would only do what God said as his children, if we would only obey the king, because we're all responsible to him, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
When Frank's just like me, you and I are responsible to him to be the spiritual leaders of our homes, aren't we, Frank? To love our wives and they're responsible to the king to obey us. And when they do, it makes your life good. You know, I mean, it really does. And so, you know, you women, y'all are really off the hook. You don't have to worry about it. Just say, okay, Lord, I'll throw in my 2 cents worth here. And now, Lord, it's his, whatever decision he makes, Lord. That's between you and him, Lord. Convict him so he makes the right decision. And if he might make the one you think was perfect, and that's great. But if he don't make the one you think perfect, say, well, that's okay. You know, don't come back and say, see, I told you if you'd have done it my way, this wouldn't have happened. Now, I know a lot of women that do that, but that ain't God's way.
Amen.
That ain't God's way. You know, he's already under enough condemnation when he messed up. He don't need you to throw it in on and crush him down. He needs you to love him and say, yeah, so pray with him and be that leader that'll help him. And I guarantee it changed this couple's life forever. It'll change any couple that'll obey the king if you do what he says. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful evening. We thank you, Lord, for your word. This book of Colossians is such a powerful book, Lord. But, Lord, your book is powerful. Anywhere we turn to this thing, it's an awesome book. And, Lord, the new covenant that belongs to us, the children of God. If we'll just obey you, Lord, under this new covenant, you've made us so many promises in here that we can do so many things, and still, it's like we don't believe you, Lord. We're not willing to obey. That we're not willing to do what you say. And we're not willing to stand in faith to do what you say. Lord, help us to do everything you say. To walk holy and obedient to your word. And then walk in faith. And as we walk in love, our faith will work, like Terry said. Faith works by love. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for blessing your word. Lord, let us take the words we've heard tonight from your word and use them for your glory as we tell others about how great you are this week. And we lead others into the kingdom. Or we pray for the sick. Anybody we see that's sick, just stop and say, can I pray for you? I don't care if you're in a restaurant. You see somebody over there that don't feel good. Walk over and say, I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you? Just pray for them. And trust God to do something great. Father, thank you for being our Lord and our God. And we give you all the praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.